In today's Mishnah, we're in the second and third Mishnah, from the third perek of Masechta Megillah. Mishnah begins: Ein mochrin et beit haKnesset ela al tnai. Shim yirtzu yachzirhu divrei Rabbi Meir. So, if you remember in yesterday's Mishnah, we mentioned that one can sell a shul and what one should do with the money. What this Mishnah is saying is, according to Pinyon Rabbi Meir, is that one can only sell a shul. This is even if it was a shul of a rabbi, meaning of, say, a community selling it to another community. They can still only do so if part of the conditions is the sellers can go back on the deal if they want to. And that is in order so that it won't appear as if the shul is considered light in the eyes, not degrading to the shul to say they're just willing to rid themselves of this shul. So you have to place a condition that still connects it back to the original sellers. However, Chachamim or Rim Chachamim disagree. Says Mochrin Otomim Karolam, one is allowed to sell it completely, even to a yachid, as we mentioned yesterday. However, that is Chutz Marba Dvarim. However, one cannot sell a shul if he's going to be selling it for these four different things. Because in these four things we're about to list, it would be considered degrading or disgraceful for shul to be used for these purposes. The Mishnah says, Lamerchatz, that is selling it as, say, a bathhouse, or Labruski, which is a tannery, Velatvila, that is a place for immersion, and as a mikvah, or Labeit HaMayim. Now the question is, what is Beit HaMayim? There are two different explanations. One is it refers to a place where one would urinate, so like a bathroom. Another understanding is it's actually a Beit Kvisa, which is like a place where they would launder clothing. So, provided that a shul isn't being sold and wouldn't be repurposed for those uses, then one could sell it, even for Memkar Olam. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mochrin oto l'shem chatzer. What one can do, he says, you can actually sell it for the purpose of a chatzer, in other words, a non-specific use, and the purchase of alokeach, mashi yirtze yaseh, he can do what he likes with it. Now let's look at Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, V'od amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says as follows, Beit HaKnesset Shecharav, a Beit HaKnesset that even if it is destroyed, Mishnah says, Ein Masbidim Betocho, that despite the fact it's already been destroyed, you might think it has a lower level of Kedusha at that point in time, one is still not allowed to give eulogies for an individual in such a shul. However, if it's a Hesped of a Rabbim, meaning, for example, a Gadol Hador, that all the city would want to come to eulogize this individual, then even a built shul one will be able to use for those purposes. Let's continue. Vein mafshilin batocha chavelin. One cannot, say, use the space or region for this shul that's been destroyed to, say, produce ropes. And that's also for any other malacha as well. However, the reason why they mention this specific malacha is because a lot of space is required, and one might think that a ruined shul would be a perfect place to do that activity. Let's continue. Vein porsim latocha mitzudot. One can also not lay traps to catch wild animals and birds within the shul. Vein shotchin al gago peirot. Likewise, one is not allowed to use the space of the ruined shul, say the space of its roof, in order to dry out some produce. Similarly, vein osin oto kapandri. One cannot walk through the shul, the place where the shul was, as a shortcut for his passage. And that is because it says, Vahashimoti ad mikdashichem, that when the Chumash refers to the destruction of these places of Kedusha, it still refers to it as being a mikdashichem, which meaning Kedusha tan afa pishamamim, meaning even when it's destroyed, it has a sense of Kedusha, so therefore one is limited in what they can use that space for. Mishnah continues, Alu ba'asavim, if, say, weeds start growing over it or vines, Mishnah says, lo yitlosh, one should not remove them or take them away. Why? Mipnei agmat nefesh. Because we want there to be an emotive effect, that people will see that shul being overgrown by weeds, and that should be a motivator for them to rebuild the shul. Those are the Mishnah today.